The SDLP is seeking assurances that the border will remain open over the Christmas period after Tánaiste Leo Varadkar raised concerns about the dangers of higher coronavirus infection rates in the north. Mr. Varadkar made the remarks to his parliamentary party last night, saying the government would consider giving advice not to travel there. Speaking outside the Dáil this morning, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald said her clear understanding was that Mr. Varadkar's comments did not constitute government policy.
We live on a small island, that we are a small population base, and that people from the north actually work in the south. They come, they go, they act responsibly, and they need to be treated with respect. So I think as to the Tánaiste's comments, though, the Taoiseach has scotched those. It's clearly not the government position. So I think it was just Leo thinking out loud again.
Well, now let's talk to Colm Eastwood, who's leader of the SDLP. I suppose you have your political differences with Mary Lou McDonald and Sinn Féin, Colm Eastwood, but perhaps on this you might be more inclined to see eye to eye.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's clear now that the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have cleared this up. I mean, I just think we have to look at this as one island. This is how people see it. This is how we operate and live our lives, particularly on the border areas. We have a responsibility to get this virus under control. It's in a different place in the north than it is in the south. I mean, I regret and I think mistakes were made by others in government in the north that we didn't go into the kind of lockdown that the south did to drive the virus down. But we're going into one tomorrow for 2 weeks, and I think we can, if people are sensible, get ourselves to a situation where we can have some sort of a Christmas, and that's what people want to see. Of course, I mean, where I come from in Derry, I mean, we live 2 miles from the border. Most of my family live in Donegal. We want to spend Christmas there, and many, many people are like that. You know, we've been through the last few years of explaining to the British political system about how the border operates, the fact that 30,000 people cross it every day and all of that. So let's not go backwards. Let's not, you know, not learn the lessons that we were trying to teach others. Yeah. The people do not appreciate that border as any kind of an international barrier.
So, I mean, it's no surprise that with high rates in Northern Ireland and your own part of the north and elsewhere, we see high rates in counties on the Republic side. Donegal and Louth, for example, are the latest, well above the national average for the remainder of the 26 counties. But the solution to that, you're saying, isn't to be in any way restricting or trying to close down the border. That simply is not the way to address this. Then what is the answer?
Well, the answer is that we act responsibly, that people in the north, now that we're moving into a proper lockdown, that we are, you know, we appreciate that and we listen to the advice and that we get this virus down so that we can have some sort of a Christmas. Of course, there are areas across the island that are higher than others, and we have a responsibility to sort that out. But we need to look at this as one island. The virus doesn't look at it as two different jurisdictions, and the people of this island need to work together. And I think we should have been doing this a lot more from the very beginning. One approach would have been the best approach across the island. That unfortunately hasn't happened, largely because of our politics in Stormont. But we now have a responsibility to get the virus down, to give people some hope about Christmas, and to work together. But the reality on the ground is that people, particularly in the north and the border counties, don't see, don't appreciate or recognise that international border in their everyday lives.
Yeah, just to bring our listeners and yourself up to date, the Tánaiste, Mr. Radker, has been speaking in the Dáil the last little while. He said, and I quote, "There was no question of there being an outright travel ban between north and south." He said, "It is not under consideration, not being discussed, period." So that seems to put that to rest. But I suppose the issue that remains outstanding is the very different approach has been taken north and south. As you say, as we're discussing easing restrictions, the north is going into a much tighter regime, not that dissimilar to that which we hope to come out of next week.
Yeah, well, that's because the Dublin government did things properly. I mean, we were arguing 6 weeks ago that we should have been getting into a fuller lockdown. All we did really was close pubs. Non-essential retail was open. People were moving around. And we didn't get a grip on the virus properly. That's why we're now being forced to go into a two-week lockdown. I hope that'll make a difference, but what people need to understand is it's in our hands, in ordinary people's hands, to bring this virus under control. No matter what any government does, if we ignore that, there won't be a Christmas at all. So we need to really work together to get this virus down, to get out the other end. But there have been huge mistakes made in Stormont, to be honest.
All right. Well, we'll revisit this, no doubt, in the future. But for the moment, Colm Eastwood, leader of the SDLP, thank you for talking to us on the News at 1.